Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Would you believe it? Less than 75 days to go until the Grand National meeting, Quayle.
I'm excited.
What a time we had last year.
I am now excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. You get into January, you've got to have something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
So the Randox Health Grand National, the new title.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Certainly has. There's going to be loads of new things happening. Let's catch up with Senior Manager for Randox Health, Mark Campbell. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
Less than 75 days, eh? The countdown's on.
Oh, we're very excited about it. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity, a wonderful race, and we're really excited about the ability to engage with both Liverpool and this iconic global event.
Why did Randox Health decide to get involved? What was it that was so appealing?
Well, we are a global diagnostics company, and we've got a really valuable message, we believe, to deliver to both a national and a global scale about preventative healthcare. And that ties in very, very nicely with our real interest in equine matters. We have a long equine history of supporting racing in Ireland and also, interestingly enough, polo in Ireland, horse polo. And this really gave us a wonderful opportunity to bring our equine interests and our desire to get a really important global message out about how to improve healthcare.
Well, as always, it's going to be an incredible event. And actually, you're doing your own things. You've added your own touches to the Randox Health Grand National. So
indeed,
one of these things is some extra trophies. Or how have you decided to do this? What is it you're going to see this year?
Well, we sat down and looked at this and thought that, I mean, this really is iconic. And to win the Grand National really puts you on the plinth of global status as a sports person, and in fact, as a sports team. And we wanted to ensure that the trophy that is awarded to the Grand National for each individual year that Randox Health will sponsor the event really marks the significance of winning this event, the stamina, the commitment, the training, the team effort that goes into this. So we have worked with the Goldsmiths Company, and the Goldsmiths Company really promotes and looks after the trade of goldsmiths and silversmiths, to find a really exciting silversmith who has produced a most wonderful trophy that we believe will reflect the significance of the win. But we were also aware in the past that the owner gets a trophy, but some of the others, the team members, didn't do so. So we have then produced replicas of the trophy, which will go to the jockey, the stable hand, and the trainer to complement this wonderful trophy that will go to the owner.
Can you believe it, Quayle? You didn't get a trophy previously.
Well, I didn't know it. I mean, these are the little nuances of racing that I'm just sort of finding out, obviously, without being a thoroughbred racing man, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, there were trophies given previously, and significant trophies given to the winner of the race, given to the owner, but and often the trophy was given year after year. But say our approach now is to give a particular trophy each year and then have a new trophy, a new design the following year. So it will be kept. The winning trophy will be kept by the owner in this case, and then replicas to his team.
Are you a keen racing fan yourself, Mark? Have you been to the Grand National before?
I haven't personally been to the Grand National, but our people have. We are, say, horse racing runs in our blood, largely on the Irish side at this stage. But so, we're now engaged with Cheltenham Entry and a number of other jockey.
So you'll be going this year then?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You'll enjoy yourself.
There in strength. Yeah.
You've got the full week booked out there. absolutely fabulous. Just let me get that straight then. So the main trophy itself, that's changed as well.
So the trophy that will be awarded, the main trophy which is awarded to the winner, is a piece now that we have specifically commissioned.
Right, okay.
And that will be, and then replicas of that trophy will be given to the team. And then each year we're going to commission a new piece, a really beautiful and specific piece, which will again be awarded and kept by the owner or the winning team.
Brilliant stuff. I know yesterday quite a bit was announced about the Ladies' Day, and in terms of the entertainment as well. Sophie Ellis-Bextor going along there. Just one of the great bits of entertainment outside the horse racing as well that makes the Grand National meeting so special, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. It's an absolutely wonderful event. And, you know, there's in the region of 150,000 people attend this event over the 3 days. So this is really an iconic event of certainly national and huge global interest. And certainly we're drawn to the fact that something like 600 million people around the world tune into this event each year. It's a fantastic opportunity.
Now, what are the landmark days, if you like, between now and actually the meeting starting? I know on the 14th of February, you've got your weights evening reception.
That's right.
That's particularly big, isn't it?
Well, that's a very big event. And this year it's been held in the V&A in London. And that gives an opportunity, obviously, to preview the races, the runners for the race, and to start to anticipate who you're likely to want to support for the event itself. And, of course, from our perspective, the trophy that we've talked about, that's where the trophy will be unveiled. We've already put a teaser out there. I think you may have seen that yesterday. Mm. Over the next 2 weeks, we'll provide further teaser photographs of this magnificent trophy. But it'll be unveiled for all to see on St Valentine's Day at the V&A in London.
Brilliant stuff. Have you ever had a Grand National winner, Mark? Come on, have you ever put a fiver on and won?
Well, I'm afraid I'm of the age when my first win on the Grand National, and I'm of a certain age now, but was Red Rum's third win.
Oh!
And in 1977, I remember that so clearly. And it makes our point, really, that you know you can look back 40 years and remember who won the Grand National. I suspect there aren't many other events globally where you can think of that. And certainly any of those events that you can consider to remember the winner 40 years ago, those are iconic. Iconic issues.
Mm-hmm. I was five at the time. You were probably in your teens, weren't you, quite when Red Rum was...
Steve, it was the year before I was born. So,
I don't remember ever having a Grand National winner. Do you know what I mean? Every year I think, I'll put three or four bets on.
Did West Tip win it once? Is that a name? Because I think I might have had that in the sweep as a young child.
The sweeps. So. You didn't even pick it out. Like
Mark said, it's so iconic. Mm. It's part of everybody's heritage on the British Isles. Worldwide, as I've told you, and you don't remember that Concorde used to fly over early in the morning and drop off the VIPs, and it was all part of it, and the football matches used to be early kickoffs and that kind of thing. So yeah, it was all good.
Mark will remember the Concorde days. See if you can sort that out again. Get Richard Branson's new aircraft over. Mark, best of luck. I'm sure we'll catch up nearer to the time, but. Promises to be a superb Randocks Health Grand National this year. All looking forward to it.
No, and thank you very much. And we're really excited about the event. I'm looking forward to engaging with you all. Thank you.
Great
so
stuff. Thank you very much for that. That's Mark Campbell, Senior Manager, with Randocks Health.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.